For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A state low-income housing tax credit sought by developers seeking to build affordable housing but often criticized by Missouri officials has resumed after a three-year moratorium. The Kansas City Star reports that the Missouri Housing Development Commission has restarted a program that then-Republican Governor Eric Greitens zeroed out in 2017. The commission's decision came in a unanimous vote Friday. Developers and tenant advocates have noted that the supply of affordable housing in Missouri badly trails demand, but the tax credit is resuming without legislative reforms that were once thought necessary to get the program running again. The Ameren Energy Company says it plans to invest $8 billion in renewable energy projects during the next two decades, with a goal of reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050 across Missouri and Illinois. The company says it plans to cut carbon emissions by half by 2030 and 85% by 2040 based on 2005 levels. It also will eventually close its coal-based power plants, starting with the retirement of the Meramec Energy Center in 2022 and ending with the final coal power plant closing in 2042. Company officials said in a news release, the new energy goals are helped by improving technology and the reduced price of renewable energies. The leaders of four colleges and universities in Springfield are urging city leaders to extend a mask mandate that is scheduled to end in mid-October. The leaders of Missouri State, Evangel, Drury Universities, and Ozark Technical Community College said in a letter to Springfield leaders that extending the mask requirement would help them more safely serve their students and faculty members. The college officials said students on their campuses are following the mask requirement, and COVID-19 cases are starting to decline. The schools intend to continue the mandate, even if it ends in the city. Absentee voters will have the option to cast ballots during any of six weekend voting events at Columbia schools throughout October. The Columbia Missourian reports each voting location will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Voters can cast ballots at Hickman High School, Douglas High School, and Southern Boone Primary School, among other places. Absentee and mail-in voters can monitor the status of their ballot by using the county clerk's website. Voters must have valid ID when dropping off their ballot. For more information about specific dates and locations, visit kbia.org. The 13th Circuit Court for Boone County resumed most normal operations at 5 p.m. yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the court will resume in-person court proceedings while maintaining social distancing and face mask guidelines. The court will continue to encourage vulnerable individuals to participate remotely or postpone their required presence at the court facility. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.